That's how I broke the power of ice cream over my life. I shut it down. I eat it when I want to, and if I don't want to, you don't make me eat it. You, ice cream, nobody else. If I don't want it, if I say no, let me know. I don't care how you try to paint and fix it and all that. If I say I want it, I don't want it. If I decide to eat it, I eat it. The same way you do everything. But when you got this wavering faith, Satan gonna keep bringing the pressure. And every time he comes, because he know you're wavering, all he got to do is put a little pressure, you'll move. But if you get fixed, well, the pastor says I'm hurting my feeling. I ain't going back to church no more. Wavering. I don't care what he said. He ain't God. I ain't make no commitment to him over God, my Father. And you keep on standing, staying steady. You might find out I just heard him wrong. I just heard him wrong. And you stay, if you stay there long enough, you say, well, I see now, I just heard him wrong. But if you're in runoff, you go out there and store it around to everybody else. Yeah, child, he just. And see, this is what Satan wants. What you think, what kind of power you think gonna have operating in that kind of relationship and fellowship? And assembly. You know you don't have nothing going on. Sick get sicker, and the poor get poor. And we get more frustrated and get more strife and more offense. But unwavering faith takes a stand. God said it. This is what God said it. Now I'm hearing it. I believe it. And this is what I'm going to do in every area of our lives. And we'll see. We'll see other people start coming in. We'll see other people. We'll see our relationship. We'll see our communion with God start moving up. We'll hear clear from the Holy Spirit. The scripture will come alive. And what God is saying, oh, I see, Lord. I hear it now. I see it. Because he can talk to you. But if you're moving around and he tell you to do something, you move around over here. Well, you know you can't depend on somebody unstable. But those boys were settled in their faith. To the point, they threw them in the fire, but the fire didn't burn. God ain't gonna let you burn. I'm gonna say it to you again. God ain't gonna let you burn. I'm gonna say it again. God is not gonna let you burn. A child of God that trusts God, that obeys God, God is not gonna let you burn. I tell you who's gonna burn. Do y'all hear me tonight? Do y'all hear me tonight? God not gonna let you starve. God not gonna let you starve when you obey him. David found that out. David said, I've been young. Now I'm old. That meant I lived for a period of time. And in that time, I have never had God to forsake me. And I ain't never begged for no bread. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me tonight? I said, you're listening tonight. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. We're about to have miracles like miracles you ain't never seen. We're about to see God show out like you ain't never seen God show out. Because God wants some people that's going to come together on his word, not on our term, not on some denominational term, not on some religious term, not on some man's term, but on what he said, and we agree with him and do it like he said. Amen. We don't have all the light, but he said, walk in the light as you have the light. Amen. You can't walk in something you don't have anyway. All right, Usher. I'm just gonna hush up. Hallelujah.